On the tarmac of the Unalaska airport, Greg Hawthorne is loading drums of heating oil into a small cargo plane.
Okay, four more and we're good.
Hawthorne is the director of operations for Ace Air Services, a cargo company which, in Unalaska, usually spends most of the winter ferrying gourmet fresh seafood to Anchorage. But this year, he's found himself in the fuel business, running emergency shipments to the Aleutian village of Nikolsky, and now the Pribilof Island village of St. George.
And we should have this delivered about 5 hours before they run out of fuel. So hopefully everything works out good and we get in and everything goes good. The weather looks good, so it's promising for us today.
Ace was able to make its delivery later in the afternoon, but St. George Council President Chris Merkuliev says that the fact that they needed fuel flown in at all is cause for worry.
I would probably label it as critical. You know, I think that we're dependent on the fuel that's coming in on Ace and it doesn't make it in, you know, there's some pretty dire situations that could occur.
Still, Merkuliev says that St. George is in less dire straits than Nikolsky, where an unrelieved fuel shortage prompted the local tribal government to declare an emergency earlier this month. But the Pribilof community is facing the same combination of bad weather and insufficient heavy equipment that have made it difficult for planes and barges to reach Nikolsky over the past several months. St. George is expecting a barge delivery possibly as early as this weekend, but if that doesn't happen, the village could be forced to fly in more fuel. Other island villages in southwestern Alaska have been in a pinch this winter also. One of them, Sandpoint, was forced to ration fuel until a recent barge delivery. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.